This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's crank up another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hannon. I'm in New York City through Sunday morning with some What's On Your Mind listeners, having a grand old time. And we have Gary Emmett, guest hosting for yours truly here.
Yeah.
Taking your calls, questions, and comments another hour. Give us a ring, 800-228-0550. Text him, 701-226-8503. Or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you.
Hang on. I don't know why I didn't queue up like that. Weird. Brought to you by what? We're
brought to you this hour by our friends at B-Mobile. Believe it or not, the holiday shopping season is in full throttle mode right now. And, you know, it can get a little busy. It can get a little hectic. But my friends at B-Mobile wanted to invite you to a different way to do Christmas this year. How about a rewarding holiday shop plan without the chaos? How about the Be Rewarded program, where you get all kinds of great offers every week, all month long, all through December, right after Christmas. Plus, you get free gifts on your birthday, and you get discounts, and you get exclusive offers, and it's a good deal. BeMobile.com/BeRewarded has the details. You need to sign up. Stop and see them all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, too, in our parts. Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes, and about every location you can think of in North Dakota. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. And tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Here's your guest host for another hour, Gary Emmett, on What's On Your Mind. Gary?
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Filling in for Scott, as he said. We've been talking North Dakota politics for the last hour. We had former Republican Party State Chairman Robert Harms' perspective on election, and we had former Senator Tracy Potter, who I always call my libertarian socialist friend, and who's
that's an awkward oxymoron.
Well, he can defend it though. He can defend it when he's talking about tax cuts. That's what Tracy can be. But we part ways on some social issues a little bit. But we've had that. But you know, part of what I like to do yesterday, we had Representative Tom Kading from Fargo on, who a young legislator in his first term. I thought today, since we're talking North Dakota politics, I'd have a young lady from Grand Forks, Emily O'Brien, who was in District 42 that has been held by Democrats and actually beat that district is where Max Schneider, the Democrat leader, got beat on, one of the Democrat stars, I think, yet to be yet. And also they beat the Democrat state chairman, Kylie Overson, who is serving a term out there. But before we go to Emily, I'm going to ask you if you can stay on to the second segment. But I want to, before we come to you, if you can, we'll just keep you on the line. But I want to go to Bill real quick. You've been waiting a long time, and you had a question. If you would like to ask a question or comment before we go to Emily.
Yeah, I guess I was hoping to speak to the Democrat you had on, and I'm from a district that actually put some Democratic representatives into the state legislature, a switch from Republican. And I felt like why I voted for Merrill Pepcorn and was because of a character issue, not necessarily a policy issue. And it was the character of Merrill and what I've known him as a community. And the Republicans, I felt, turned a little dirty in their campaigning and elevated it to a level that I wonder if I'm alone. And so I wonder if not only the Democratic Party should evaluate the character issues of their candidates, just like the Republican Party always should, in addition to policy issues.
Bill, great point. You know, I will say as a former party chairman, when we sought candidates so often, it was about finding someone who was known locally, who people respected, served on the city commission. In the case of Merrill, I've known Merrill kind of periphery, but I know he looked at running for statewide office at one point years ago when I was chairman and we chatted. He's a good man, and I think when you get good candidates, either party, sometimes people will look past party lines and go ahead and vote for that person because they, you know, a lot of people that really decide that election make the decision, well, I know that person, and I know they're a person of character, or I like something about them, and they vote for them because they're really a neighbor, because all politics, as Tip O'Neill used to say, is local, and it really is in legislative races. So, Bill, thanks for your comment. I appreciate your point. Tracy, Senator Potter may call in about 10:20 because he got cut short last time, and I had that tough question for him. So thank you, Bill. We're going to go now to Emily O'Brien. Emily is from Grand Forks. As I stated earlier, she is going to be a new legislator serving her first session. So, Emily, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Emily, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. So you were a student at UND. My son, Austin, who's the College Republican State Chairman, has talked highly of you. Tell our listeners about who Emily O'Brien is.
Yeah, so I'm Emily O'Brien. I live in Grand Forks, North Dakota right now. I'm originally from Lakeville, Minnesota. So I came up here for college 6 years ago, which has flown by. I came up here for my entrepreneurship degree and now sticking around for my master's. And so I currently work over at the Center for Innovation as an entrepreneur coach and love doing that. I love working with small startups and doing investments into companies and financial plans. I currently serve as the president for Dakota Venture Group, which is a student-managed investment fund. And now serving the legislature as a representative in District 42.
So, Emily, you come from Minnesota, so that's, from North Dakota's perspective, I like when we bring over a Republican from Minnesota, not a Democrat.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That's,
yeah,
that's my personal view. So it's good to bring over one of the people that are like-minded, to my views anyway. That's personal. But so you are a student, so you're going to be taking time off, obviously, because you're going to have to be moving to Bismarck here in a couple weeks, huh?
Yep, definitely going to have to take some time off. I've been working on establishing a master's in entrepreneurship, and so we've been working on getting that program established, and so it can be flexible, and I'm not really on a time crunch anyways to try and wrap up my master's, so I can be flexible, which is really nice.
So when you said you're working on establishing a master's, are you helping develop that program through the Center for Innovation?
Correct, yep, through the Center for Innovation and then our School of Entrepreneurship. So the program isn't established. We've been working. Tim O'Keefe is the chair for the entrepreneurship program at UND, and he's done a phenomenal job with, you know, restructuring the program and getting it in place and established. And so we have a Bachelor's of Innovation and Entrepreneurship that we're working on getting through. And then the next step will be the Master's in Entrepreneurship.
Fabulous. You just can't get enough of that. I know Bruce Jovic has been involved with that, and he's a longtime Lifeline Republican. And I've just appreciated his work that UND's done on entrepreneurship and the program out there, getting young people like yourself schooled up. And Dakota Venture is it the student? It's really the only student run, or the first related to actually managing real money and assets, isn't it?
Correct. Yep. So we manage $1.8 million, and we invest in two real startup companies. We do investments anywhere from $15,000 to $100,000. We've done companies from biotech to green tech to medical devices to SaaS companies to drones. We've been, you know, all over the place. We look at a lot of deals. And so, you know, having really like exceptional students in our program and working together, and, you know, we all have that one common goal of getting things done and having successful investments is huge. It's an unheard of experience. There's nothing like it anywhere else or at any other campus. And so we really try to help other students at other universities to start programs like this as well.
For the record, my son Austin, who is in the program as well, and I believe he's a director with that as a junior in at UND, I told him when he got a chance to be on that Dakota Ventures, I said, I don't care what you're going to learn at UND in your entrepreneur program, which he is, you're going to learn more being a part of Dakota Venture than anything you learn in school, and it's be the most valuable lessons you're going to get. Has that been true for you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, beyond, like, there are things that I didn't even know existed that exist, like just being a part of this group. You learn, you know, everything, how to work with other people. You learn real-life skills. It's not something that a textbook can teach you. I can't even put into words just how beneficial the program has been and how motivating it is for students. And some students could come in with an accounting degree, and then they're like, I love entrepreneurship so much, I'm going to, you know, become my own accountant and start my own firm and go and work for other small businesses or things like that. It just really gets students to think creatively and outside the box and go work for, you know, small businesses and startups and things that they probably wouldn't have done if they were, you know, going to a regular college program.
What's fabulous about America is founded on entrepreneurship, and having a president now elect who is an entrepreneur, grew up in that business and obviously real estate, but that's invaluable. Emily, I assume you're going to, as you got elected by a lot of students in your district, I imagine there'll be lots of pressure from the administration to promote the higher ed system. And how are you going to balance student representation versus the university? Now, we're only got about 30 seconds for you to answer that question, of course, and then we'll come back after the break if you can stay on chat a little bit further. How do you balance that?
We have a really diverse group, so we have to make sure that we represent all of those diverse groups. So we have to make sure that we're listening and then working towards the needs of those individuals in our district. We really will have to make sure that we're getting out and talking with people and learning and figuring out what's best.
So we've been listening to Representative-elect Emily O'Brien from Grand Forks. Emily, can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
Yep.
Okay, I know you're probably got class, but when we come back from the break, we will be still talking to Emily O'Brien from Grand Forks, newly elected state representative. You're listening to What's in Your Mind with Gary Emina.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I'm Becky, and I quit smoking, but I waited until after I got severe lung disease to do it. Since then, I've had 7 chest tubes, 2 surgeries, 1 collapsed lung, and now I'm chained to this oxygen tank for the rest of my life. My tip is, quitting can be hard, but living with lung disease is harder.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of knowing CPR and first aid for common hunting injuries.
Things that you can do, like with a broken bone, knowing when to move them, when not to move them. We're looking at an impalement. Never remove anything that's impaled in your body. The big one is heart attack. A lot of people that are out hunting, it's probably the one time of the year that they're exercising, and so they overexert themselves and have a heart attack. In rural North Dakota, 90% of the time it takes an ambulance at least 20 minutes to arrive on the scene. So it's really important that the people that you're hunting with have basic skills of CPR so that they can actually do those compressions and give breath until EMS gets there for you.
To register for a first aid and CPR class, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Our hospitality sponsors on What's on Your Mind are many, but I want to tell you about 2 of them. One, if you're in Bismarck, Expressway Inn. I tell you, it's my home away from home.
My home base often when I'm hitting the road is Bismarck, and I kind of get to every corner, and I love it there. The staff is friendly. They have a rewards program there that's great. It's fantastic. Minot, sleeping in a conference center, incredible. And I know a lot of our Canadian friends come down there, home base there, do a lot of shopping. The mall's connected. The water park's there. Our family, when we're traveling, absolutely loves it. So remember that. Just a couple that we recommend very highly here on What's On Your Mind. Back to more of the program with our guest host today, Gary Yamaneth, on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090 Radio, booming to the Bakken from Williston to Watford City, and Stanley and Tioga and Newtown and Minot. You got them all right there. And, of course, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson as well. Gary Yamaneth in for me today on What's On Your Mind. Gary?
Thank you, Scott. Before we go back to Emily real quick, Gary very patiently has been waiting from Hillsboro. You have a question. Shoot away, Gary.
Yeah, my question is pretty much for all these, representatives or whatever, congressmen or whatever from North Dakota here, on how they feel about mandatory drug testing for recipients of state money, you know, whether it be welfare or however it is. But, as a payee into the system, I am subject to passing a drug test so that I can pay into the system. And I'm just wondering about a drug test to receive out of the system.
Well, that's a great question, Gary. Emily, I'm going to give you a tough question there. We got, what do you think of that? So to Gary's question, that's, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Maybe you can try to tell me, you're as a freshman just figuring all this stuff out, legislature. One of the questions, his question is, you know, we are subject to drug testing for various positions, et cetera. Maybe if you're going to take a job working for the state. So if I'm going to take welfare from the state, should they be drug tested and be required periodically to stay, be sure they're drug-free? What do you think about that?
I do think that people should be drug-tested, but I think that's going to become, if they're going to be taking welfare, but I think that's going to become harder into play now with all the medical marijuana, the measure passing. And so it's going to be something that we're going to have to reevaluate and look at all the circumstances for it, because that's not going to be easy for if you're getting prescribed medical marijuana for whatever, circumstance, and you also receive welfare, well, then we require them to take a drug test, but they have a prescription to do so. How do we balance that? And so it's going to be very interesting. I don't know the right answer to that right now, but it's something that I've been thinking about, and it's definitely not going to go unnoticed for when trying to figure that stuff out.
Gary, thank you for your question. Emily, as we kind of finish up here a little bit, I call you guys, one of the dragon slayers out there. You guys beat, you're part of beating the Democrat state chairman of your running mate, Jake. And then, of course, on the Senate side, Kurt ended up beating Max Schneider. I mean, so that is pretty significant. So how do you guys feel in District 42 as young Republicans elected there to serve your constituents? But you guys did something nobody thought you could do.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. It's actually been really overwhelmingly positive. A lot of people from both sides, Democrat and Republican, were ready for change. And a lot of people are excited for that and want people to hear them and to listen to them and be present and going and meeting with students who want to stay here, want to have impact, want to be a part of the community. And even homeowners who are like, how can we get involved? How can we help? What do we need to be doing? If we want something to be changed, who do we talk to? And so it's all about informing people. People want to be involved. People want to participate. But that's the biggest thing, is informing them and communication. And so that's one thing that we're really going to try and work on and push forward when working with, people in our district and people in the state of North Dakota, because, that's what we're here for, to do greater whole for the greater good of the people and, creating conversations in our district and in our community and in the city of Grand Forks and across the state of North Dakota. It's extremely important.
Emily, one last question before I let you go. On campuses, 2008, there was a lot of young people supporting Barack Obama. This time around, Bernie Sanders got a lot of young people fired up. And yet, I saw a lot of young Republicans not supporting Donald Trump. And yet, Trump won big. And you and your running mates won in a college campus where many people would argue is a liberal Democrat district. What do you find in students on campus regarding Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump, and young people's views? Are liberal, conservative, or did they just not show up, or what?
I think there's been a lot more conservatives than like what people expected, more than I even knew existed. A lot of people kind of came out of the woodworks, if you will, just as conservatives. And I think a lot of people got out and thought that Hillary was going to win by a landslide. And, you know, she didn't win until the voting is closed. And so that was extremely important for people to get out and vote. And there's a lot of first-time voters, people that have never done it before. I was meeting with students for the last month and a half before the election. How do I vote? How do I do this? Can I vote if I'm from Minnesota, but I live here? I just haven't changed my driver's license. Or, you know, how do I do this? I want to be a permanent resident in Grand Forks. And so, again, it goes back to that educating part and, you know, getting right down and working with people. A lot of it you can do as much as you want on social media, but if you're not getting there and doing face-to-face stuff and educating people, you lose them. And so it was really interesting to see students turn. There was a lot of support from Bernie Sanders on our campus, but I think students love that free word. And hearing that things are going to be free, well, someone's going to end up having to pay for that. And it was really interesting to see how things were kind of flipping and flopping and going back and forth.
Well, I think a lot happened. One of my comments had been over Barack Obama from 2008 when he won to 12 and then even 16. A lot of them all of a sudden now we're not 20, they're 28 and getting paychecks and getting money withheld and thinking, is that Social Security going to be there when I retire? So anyway, Emily O'Brien, thank you for joining us. A representative-elect Republican from Grand Forks, District 42. Good luck with your first session, Emily. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet. Now we're going to switch. We got a call out there. We want to go to Bob from Dickinson. Bob, you got a question or comment?
Yeah, that last caller kind of interested me about, he was talking about drug testing welfare recipients.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to just throw a monkey wrench in that. I'm not into people taking welfare, but you know, it's funny how we've taken alcohol and legitimized it. And it's still one of the very worst drugs out there. So then you've got these people smoking pot and they won't get welfare, but they could drink like a fish and get welfare. Does that sound right to you? I mean, like,
it's a great comment.
I'm a pastor and I do prison ministry, and a lot of the guys are locked up, of course, for drug charges, and I'm against drug usage of all kind. But our society has really got to relook at what we're teaching people, you know, because alcohol is certainly one of the most mind-altering, violence-causing, sexual abuse-causing drugs that there is. And as long as you drink, you're not a drug addict, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, but so I don't know what the answer is. I mean, but I do know we've got a major hypocrisy going on in our system right now, locking people up for all kinds of different drugs, which I'm against also, the usage of those, but it just doesn't seem like if your drug of choice is alcohol that you can be a senator.
Bob,
but if your drug choice
is... thank you for calling in, Bob. We're going to go to the break. I appreciate that. I was in Colorado with legal marijuana, and I worry about that driving down the road as well. So when we come back, we're going to have Daryl Lees, president of Farm Bureau, joining us. Stay with us.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hannon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Love a deal, right? Come on, you call me crazy. Everybody loves a deal. There's no other way. I love the fact that our friends at Titan Outlet are willing to give you, our fine listeners, a great deal, as in 11% off. That's right. So we've been talking about the 2013 Wishick Disc Hero, the 862, the 30-foot one. Great deal. 11%, already a great deal, and we take 11% off, you know. You can't make it up. How about this? 2012 New Holland TA390. This is a tractor with only 968 hours. It's got some serious horsepower, 340 horsepower. It's got 1,000 PTO. It's got 1,600-pound front weight with the bracket. It's got the five remotes and the high-capacity hydraulic pump in the back, power shift transmission, 8-4 in reverse, 3-point quick hitch. You get the deal. Front tires are the 480-770-043s, and the dual rear tires are the 80R50s with the differential lock. Luxury leather interior, suspended seat in the cab, auto guidance with the IntelliView 3 Ready monitor. It's just fantastic. 11% off. They have some great deals. I mean, I could go on. There's more I could tell you about. 2012 John Deere 360R tractor, that one with 445 hours, a good deal, too. If you go to this website, TitanOutletStore.com, you can see them, TitanOutletStore.com, or call them at 218-233-3700. Guaranteed iron. Guaranteed iron outlet prices. And if you tell them Scott sent you, 11% off. That's the deal, 11% off. 218-233-3700 online, TitanOutletStore.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to more of What's On Your Mind. Here's your guest host, Gary Amenoth. Gary?
Hey, Gary, I ran into one of your friends here.
You did? Yeah. What do you mean? Where?
Washburn. What was that you were just saying about Gary Amenoth?
I was just saying back in the day, he loved to, he got into the disco movement in a big way. He thought that was pretty good stuff.
Disco Gary Amenoth. The dirty little Washburn secret.
That looks like my brother-in-law in that video. What did you set me up?
Disco Gary?
You know, I'm so old that I was into Saturday Night Fever, but the problem with it is I tried to be a disco guy, but when you get two left feet, it doesn't work. doesn't work.
So you had the bell-bottom pants and everything?
I had them all. I had the white tight pants and
Dakota in the wintertime, yeah. White pants, that always goes
nasty.
So that's posted on Facebook for everybody.
Oh, my gosh, don't. You got to
get the heck out of Gary with that.
Please do not. Hey, Todd, by the way, I brought you a little treat today. We've been having Snicker bars. I know you like chocolate, and you had chocolate peanuts. So on the way in this morning,
Gary,
I stopped and got you some more chocolate. Maybe I'll have you back sometime in the future.
I'm surprised he's not making me take this back now that they play Disco Gary.
I should have thought about that before I let you play that. I had a little box of chocolate here, and I just said, Disco Gary.
That was priceless. That's low. He came up to me and said, I got it. You know Gary Amenith, right? I said, well, yeah, I know Gary. So I got to tell you something. He was a disco guy, and then I grabbed the phone. I'm like, hang on, we're shooting a video.
That video looks like my brother-in-law. I'm going to have to look more closer across the studio. If that's him, he's got it coming. Oh, my God. So, by the way, we got a text in. I wanted to answer yesterday. We had Congressman Kramer on. He got asked a question from a gentleman, if you're listening out there, about a consumer's rebate program, and I think it was like a $48.5 billion program or something. Make sure you sign up. Well, a gentleman texted in and said he got the same email yesterday, and it's a scam. It's from the Oxford Club, and that was the title of it. So if any of you got that out there, and they're talking about free advice, but it's a scam. So if you got that, I would stay away from that because it sounds like it was not a legitimate thing. And second of all, we had another text come in about Senator Tom Campbell from up in the Grand Forks here. I don't remember his district number. It could be 19. It could be, I'm not sure. But Senator Tom Campbell made a statement last week, and in that he said he's going to run for Congress or Senate, whichever one Congressman Kramer does not run for in 2018. And the caller or the texter asked, hey, why is the news not covered that? I'm not sure why they didn't cover it, but I was aware of it. I heard about it as well. So for the text, that's just an answer for you from that. Actually, someone just texted me. He's from District 12 or District 19 in the Grafton area. So thank you for the text. And he would be a great candidate, but I suspect in 2018, or, by the way, some of you listeners out there maybe have seen the news that President-elect Donald Trump's meeting with Heidi Heitkamp, Senator Heitkamp, this week. Not this week, today. And there's a lot of speculation. Is it for advice, or is he going to be offered a cabinet position, or what? And what's interesting about that is that's the only Democrat seat statewide that Democrats hold is Heidi's Senate seat. And if she took a cabinet position, what the law is, I believe, that there would have to be a special election within 90 days once she was confirmed and sworn in and resigned as a U.S. senator. And there's been a lot of speculation. Will she run in 2018? Will Congressman Kramer run against her? And that prompts the question of what we came out about Senator Tom Campbell. But my guess is, irregardless, if there's a special election, it'll be interesting watching the politics within each of the state parties, Republicans and Democrats, because they have, I don't believe they can call a convention that quick and endorse candidates. So who do they decide is the Republican candidate and the Democrat candidate? I think in the Republican side, the state committee's got about 60 people on it, 47 district chairmen, et cetera. 60 of those would have huge pressure. You might get Brian Kalk, Public Service Commissioner. I heard Rick Berg's interested in running again. I heard Julie Fedorchuk, Public Service Commissioner, has been talking around. You got Senator Tom Campbell, Representative Rick Becker. Who knows? Wayne Stengel might decide he would like to be a U.S. Senator. I mean, there's all kinds of potential people that would maybe make a run for that Senate seat or even the congressional seat. So it'll be a very interesting spring in North Dakota politics if something does happen where Senator Heitkamp took a position within the Trump cabinet. That would be very, very interesting. In fact, one of the callers said, what's our text this earlier, is one of the reasons the Democrats were upset is that after Heidi got elected, she didn't follow through on what she said she would do. She was a different person than what she ran, and that's why a lot of Democrats were not happy about that. Whether that's true or not, that was just a text someone sent in. I wanted to pass that on. That,
you know, that announcement surprised you that Trump asked to meet with her?
It was shocking to me. But, you know, politically, it's pretty smart. Because Republicans, I can't believe the Democrats, when you see what happened just recently, would get that Senate seat. So let's say Kevin Kramer decided that, and he doesn't get the cabinet position with the Trump people, which I believe he's going to still be meeting with them, I believe, from what I heard yesterday, that if that happens, you get What if Senator Heitkamp took a position, let's say Secretary of Agriculture. What if Cramer became Secretary of Energy? Now we have two special elections.
Wouldn't that be great?
And neither one of them could be done until they both got confirmed, which they got to go through the Senate to get.
It'd be great to have them in the cabinet, though.
I can't imagine there'd be two North Dakotans at one time on a cabinet, one being a Democrat and a Republican. I mean, it would be unbelievably awesome.
It'd be good for the state, yeah. I was asking
some Republicans, what are the implications of that? And a gentleman who used to serve in the Bush administration from California, we were emailing back and forth last night, and his comment was that his feeling was if you were Secretary of Agriculture, it's one that an administration can keep the reins kind of tight related to that cabinet position, because they would continue to have influence. So if you got a Democrat and you got a problem on policy, hey, you're out of here, Hillary. I'm not Hillary, but Heidi, you're fired. You know, that's kind of what happens. You know, so it'd be very interesting to see if it happens.
Would she take it if it were offered to her?
That's a question. I mean, I saw Democrats,
because then she risks giving up a Senate seat from a Democrat or a Republican at that point.
I'm sure there's huge angst. I saw Connie Wilson, the Democrat chairman, made a comment couple days ago, or yesterday, actually related to it. She's very concerned about what it would mean for a special election, and who would be their candidate, and would they even have a chance of winning?
Yeah.
They got slaughtered. I'm wondering, is Daryl Lease here, the National Farm Bureau State Chairman? Are you on with us, Daryl?
I am, Gary.
Wow. So have you been listening to my chatter there about Senator Heitkamp?
I have.
What do you think about that? You're one of the largest farm organizations, president of, in North Dakota. What are the implications of that?
You know, it was interesting. My phone actually lit up quite a bit on my Facebook with messages when that was kind of being talked about yesterday for the first time, when it kind of came out. And, you know, it's interesting, Gary, that, you know, he's taken away the argument of the left out there that, you know, their argument about diversity, and he's just going to put extremist righties in. And, you know, all that argument the last week after some of his appointments and with meetings like this have gone away. There is no argument about that anymore. They can't paint President-elect Trump in the corner of just kowtowing to extremists, because, you know, extremists on the opposite side of what they are, obviously the ones that are saying it. And so it's kind of interesting that that's going to happen, that meeting. Who knows what they're meeting for? Is it a position, or is it, you know, consultation? Is it, hey, where are the problems that you see from, you know, a Midwestern ag state? You know, so I think that we've got to look at that, you know, even though my political views are quite a bit different than Senator Heitkamp's a lot of times. It's kind of neat that there's a couple of North Dakotans getting attention in the Trump administration, whether it's just for consultation or appointment.
Well, one of my thoughts were, you know, there's been a lot of talk of Congressman Cramer being Secretary of Energy, and, you know, he got to be confirmed by the Senate, and it could very likely be he's asking her, hey, will you support and take lead supporting a congressman from North Dakota to be in my cabinet? I mean, it could be as simple as that. Would you take the Democrat lead? I mean, so there's all kinds of speculation. From the news articles, I saw that she really doesn't know why she's been invited, but she's honored to do it. And I'm really thankful that Senator Heitkamp would take the meeting and go meet with Mr. Trump, especially all the trash talking people did about him. And I would argue that when I look at his people he's selecting in his cabinet, he's been more mainstream. I'm more worried for him that he's upsetting his base that supported him with some of the people he's selecting than what everybody expected. So I think he's going to turn out to be very, very good president. And I predict the midterms in 2018, if he keeps up what he's doing, is going to be a big Republican year in 2018, because people are tired of what came under the Obama administration for the last 8 years. Do you think that's true?
I agree, Gary. And I think the other thing that, you know, lessons got to be learned from this whole last election is just the sentiment against the establishment of no matter what party you align with. There's the independent mindset out there of just get out of our way. Let us live. Let us be free. Let us have opportunity. Let us have that self-reliance that our country was based on, and get out of our way. We don't like being manhandled by liberals. We don't like being manhandled by conservatives. We don't like, we want to be free people like we're intended to be in this country.
Daryl, thank you. Stay with us. We're going to go to the break. I want to give you some more time to chat. We got a couple callers, got questions out there. We'll take them. We've been listening to Daryl East, president of Farm Bureau. This is What's in Your Mind. Gary Emmett filling in for the great Scott Hennen.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. From financial managers to family farms to principal operators, men and women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Soybean Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, our board encourages you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that are conducting elections in early 2017, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, is here for you, for your questions, for your comments. 800-228-0550, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Remember, something you didn't get in, the show ends. Oh, I wanted to know about this. We'll track it down for you. We'll go to work for you. We'll ask the guests the next time they're on. That 24/7 line is great. 855-200-1776, extension 1. 855-200-1776, extension 1. All right, back to more of What's on Your Mind in our final segment for this Friday edition of the program. Yours truly back Monday, and we'll tell you all about our time in New York City. Looking forward to it. But right now, the one and only, Gary Amenoff, to wrap up today's Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Gary, take it away.
It's good to be back. Thank you, Scott. We've been talking to Daryl Lies from District 4, who's also...
You didn't just call him Lies, did you?
Did I? Daryl Lies. Daryl spells his last name L-I-E-S, and we were talking at during the break.
We're joking about how it's an appropriate last name
running
for
office,
politics.
How tough that would be. Before we go to Daryl, President of Farm Bureau, we got a caller. Jamie's been very patiently waiting. Jamie from Bismarck, shoot away. You got a question or comment?
I just got a comment about when Tracy Potter was on about the State Democrat Party. You know, I'm not a you're a very educated man, and people like Tracy have called me names, think I'm a brainstem, gun nut, right winger, which there is some truth to. But
well, they've called me that too, so we'll probably get along pretty good there.
Yeah,
Jamie, go ahead.
I do have other friends who are highly educated, and a lot of the reason they vote against Democrats and people like me do is because people like him. No matter what they tell you, he's not an independent anyways, first of all. The guy's a hardcore left-winger. Just because he's got one or two views that don't align with the Democrat Party, it doesn't make you an independent, just like Heidi. But, you know, it's gun rights. Their party's always against it. Oil and coal, you know, that's causing climate change, global warming, whatever they want to call it. They want the borders open. You know, they always want to... grow the government. There's a whole litany of things like that. If he thinks that's not a big issue people are voting on, good, then I hope he leads the charge to try and get more Democrats elected, because he's just going to make it even smaller. You know? Then too, I wish you'd have called him out on it, Gary, when he said the tolerant left is getting their way, which they are with gay marriage. But if he thinks anything was tolerant about people getting the hell beat out of them coming out of Trump rallies by Democrats, that guy's more out of touch than I ever thought he was.
Well, I'm kind of a right-wing Tea Party conservative and all those kind of things, so I tend to try to be a little careful. But I really, Tracy's been a, kind of a casual friend as we've interacted, and we've agreed to disagree on many things. And what I wanted just to make sure that I believe letting both sides tell their story, why they should be supported, and let the people, because I trust the American people and the people of North Dakota, make those decisions. And that was one of my questions to him is while he made this statement of Bernie Sanders, could you ever get a majority of people to support, you know, a very liberal agenda, which is where Bernie Sanders is, you know, is socialist and he said he is. And so there you have it. I just don't think North Dakota's there today, personally.
No, they're not. And, you know, he just thinks the messaging is wrong. I mean, didn't Obama say that same thing? Hey, Tracy, go ahead and lead the charge, buddy. You just minimize your party support.
So, Jamie, thank you for the comments.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
You bet. We got Daryl, we got about 3-4 minutes left. I would like you to comment on what Daryl just referred to, or something Senator Potter referred to, former senator, and the fact that you're from District 4, which is a big Democrat district, and you pointed out that also the Democrat House leader got beat. Very Democrat district. What do you take of all that?
Well, you know, Gary, let's go back to what Jamie said there about Tracy Potter, and I caught a little bit of Tracy's deal, and their message is so off the wall, is what's not resonating. He made a statement that, you know, we used to have Republicans in the western part of the state that were environmentally conscious. Them statements are taken offensively out here in western North Dakota by, be it farmers, be it coal miners, be it oil field workers. We're very much so, as conservatives, environmentally conscious. Our futures depend on taking care of that environment every day for our families to be able to be here for the generations to come. And those are the kind of messages the Democrat Party, they try and paint conservatives in a corner of not caring about the world when that's not true. It just, and people are finally catching on in North Dakota that gibberish that they're spewing from the Democrat side does not play well, especially in western North Dakota, where you have the stewards of the land working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure there's a future for their next generation. The District 4, yeah. You know, in the same election, Gary, we Max Schneider was beat, the Senate Majority Leader. Kent Nonstead was beat, the House Minority Leader. And the Democrat Party Chairman over in Grand Forks. I think there's a lack of leadership. They don't have a very deep bench on the Democrat side. But it's because of the messaging that they have that folks that are in that middle ground are coming to the Republican Party and going, you guys aren't trying to lie to us and trying to change the message of the other side and misrepresent the other side to us. And that's what we appreciate. And I think that's what you saw with the big Trump surge, too. And, it was Heartland America that elected Trump.
Amen to that. I have to agree with a lot of what you said there. Daryl, thank you for joining us today. Daryl Lease, president of the Farm Bureau. This is Gary Amenith, who's been hosting What's on Your Mind.
Disco Gary.
Disco Gary. Sign it off. We'll be back with Scott.
Scott back Monday with lots of New York City stories, no doubt, on What's on Your Mind.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love the Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table. I mean, that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Put a bow on it. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.